welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 Category Smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Element, How Finding Your Passion Changes Everything, by Ken Robinson, and summarized by Jordan Butcher. As always, we'll begin with a quote. Never underestimate the vital importance of finding early in life the work that for you is play. In The Element, Ken Robinson deeply explores the magical intersection in life where a person finds themselves working in a field that they are both very good at, but also that they love very much. Not only does Ken believe that everyone has an element, he also believes it's your destiny to find it. Robinson expresses over and over how our current educational system drains our children's creativity and oftentimes hinders our children more than helps them. Schooling can stifle their element. Overall, The Element is a very structured, intellectual book that has a lot of insight to offer, especially when it comes to education and passion. The first big thought is a different kind of fire. What is the element? Quote, finding your element is essential to your well-being and ultimate success, end quote. Right off the bat, author Ken Robinson introduces us to what he calls the element and defines it as, quote, the place where the things you love to do and the things you're good at come together, end quote. In Ken's mind, we each have a special talent or knack within us that if we can discover and harness, can constitute our dream careers and eventually create our dream lives. The hard part is finding out what your element is. Robinson cites what he believes to be the three major limitations when it comes to finding our element. The first, he says, is our limitation in understanding the range of our capacities. Quote, many people have not found their element because they don't understand their own powers, end quote. The second limitation comes when we don't realize how all these capacities relate to each other. Quote, for the most part, we think that our minds, our bodies, our feelings, and our relationships with others operate independent of each other. Many people have not found their element because they don't understand their true organic nature. End quote. Throughout the book, Ken takes several well-deserved shots against the style of education we have in the U.S. today. He writes in chapter 1, quote, our current education system systematically drains the creativity out of our children, end quote. This becomes a major theme in the book, as public school systems, especially in the U.S., refuse to deeply reform their systems. And complete reform, Robinson says, is exactly what we need. Kids need to be exposed to ideas and activities, not confined to brick rooms taking standardized tests. This is the future of education. The next big thought, don't test me, the three features of human intelligence. Quote, there are a variety of ways to express intelligence. No one scale could ever measure this, end quote. In the chapter titled Think Differently, Robinson shares a concept he called the three features of human intelligence. The first feature is that human intelligence is, quote, extraordinarily diverse, end quote. In the Western world, intelligence is essentially believed to be limited to verbal and mathematical reasoning. In reality, though, those are two small factors on a wide range of the intellectual spectrum. Quote, the diversity of intelligence is one of the fundamental underpinnings of the element, end quote. The second feature of intelligence is that it is tremendously dynamic. Quote, it is in fact in the dynamic use of the brain, finding new connection between things, that true breakthroughs occur, end quote. Robinson goes on to tell a fascinating story about Albert Einstein. Apparently, when Einstein would be stuck on a particularly difficult problem, he would go into his kitchen late at night and play the violin. It would be improvisational, totally free-flowing. A personal friend of Albert noted, quote, suddenly, in the middle of playing, he would announce excitedly, I've got it! As if by inspiration, the answer to the problem would have come to him in the midst of the music, end quote. The point that the author makes here is that, quote, intellectual growth and creativity come through embracing the dynamic nature of intelligence, end quote. Ken believes that everything is synergistic. All forms of intelligence and creativity live within the same space within us. The key is to recognize this and use your own dynamic human intelligence to flourish. The final feature of intelligence, according to Ken, is that, quote, intelligence is entirely distinct. Every person's intelligence is as unique as a fingerprint, end quote. He believes that we've lost that philosophy as a culture, and the educational system holds a lot of that blame. Modern education believes that IQ is a fixed number, even though Robinson shares that the IQ test was originally invented to find which kids had special needs, not measure the intelligence of performing students. Again, we take children out of their normal state of life, we stick them in brick boxes, and give them tests, in the case of IQ tests, not even relevant, and tell them to sit still and read. This is simply not what children are meant to do. In order for them to flourish in today's innovative world, we need to drastically change this system to focus on encouraging children to find where their true strengths and talents lie. The next big thought, fuel for the flame. Creativity is imagination applied. Quote, the highest form of intelligence is thinking creatively, end quote. Many people believe that it takes a special kind of person to be creative, that it takes an artsy type to express that side of humanity. But does it really? Ken Robinson believes that, quote, everyone is born with tremendous capacities for creativity. The trick is to develop these capacities, end quote. It's important to note here that the kind of creativity Ken talks about isn't what many might think. He doesn't limit creativity to the arts. Quote, the arts do involve a high level of creativity, but so can science, math, engineering, running a business, being an athlete, or getting in or out of a relationship, end quote. Robinson writes about how magical imagination can be in many different ways. Quote, my initial definition of imagination is the power to bring to mind things that are not present to our senses, end quote. Using the imagination, one can instantly conjure up memories, and through our mind's eye, we can almost experience them fully again. Quote, through imagination, we can visit the past, contemplate the present, and anticipate the future, end quote. Every major human breakthrough had imagination underpinning it. Conjecture, hypothesis, speculation, these are tools that we wield using our imagination. This is called being imaginative. Being curious and imaginative is the only way we can progress as a species and continue our existence. The next big thought, four of a kind, consider yourself lucky. Quote, lucky people often make their luck because of their attitudes, end quote. We've all heard the old adages about luck. The harder I work, the more luck I have. Or good luck is the twin brother of hard work. But Ken Robinson's take on luck is a little different than most. He believes that those who consider themselves lucky often have the most luck. Just bringing consciousness to allow yourself to be lucky is a step that a lot of people still have to make. He cites several interesting stories on those who have made their own luck. Quote, they've mastered a combination of attitudes and behavior that lead them to opportunities and give them confidence to take them, end quote. In every story, we see the underlying lesson. People with unshakably good attitudes wind up with better opportunities, better abilities, and some would say, better luck. Quote, it's not what happens to us that makes the difference in our lives. What makes the difference is our attitude towards what happens, end quote. When you're doing what you love and what you're good at, you are in your element. When you're in your element, everything becomes easier. It's easier to work longer hours. Opportunities are more easily seen, and your imaginative creativity is applied with ease. Being in your element is where you thrive. The next big thought, help, I need somebody. Quote, finding our element often requires the aid and guidance of others. Sometimes this comes from someone who sees something in us that we don't see in ourselves, end quote. In the eighth chapter of The Element, Ken Robinson reveals that when he was a child, he caught polio and ended up being almost totally paralyzed. He recounts his childhood years in Liverpool, Britain, going to a school for disabled children. The story takes a turn. When Ken was 10 years old, Charles Strafford, a man from the British Inspectors of School Divisions, came to visit the school. Apparently, Charles had seen a special spark of intelligence in young Robinson, and eventually Robinson was called into the head office. He was given a series of questions, made to do a test, do one follow-up interview, And next thing he knew, Ken had jumped up several grades and was being intellectually stimulated for the first time ever. Quote, "For me, Charles Strafford was a window into another world. Through his hands-on, practical assistance, he facilitated my early journey from the back row of special education to what has become a lifelong passion for full-scale educational reform." End quote. Robinson shares example after example of similar stories, mentors completely transforming people's lives. But have we lost this as a society? Mentorships, once a staple in the academic arena, are now becoming more and more rare. But Robinson insists that a mentorship is one of the most valuable and rewarding relationships we can possibly engage in. A mentor, or hero, will not only aid us in our journey of life, but they will actually shape our future, inadvertently or not. Quote, "These people inspire us and lead us to marvel at the wonders of human potential. They open our eyes to new possibilities and fire our aspirations." End quote. Mentoring someone else, especially someone in need, is one of the most beneficial things you can do as a human being. The final big thought is recovering from education. Discover your abilities. Quote, "Sometimes getting away from school is the best thing that can happen to a great mind." End quote. As we've seen thus far in the book, Ken Robinson isn't exactly keen on our modern educational system. The system fails on so many levels, and Robinson calls for complete reform. Standardized testing, mandatory and elective subjects, and length of school days, just about everything needs to change, according to him. Quote, "Public education puts relentless pressure on its students to conform. Public schools were not only created in the interests of industrialism, they were created in the image of industrialism." End quote. We have to let the children in today's world explore, be curious, be imaginative, not restrained and warehoused for 18 years of their life. Not only does Robinson assert that school isn't a suitable place for a lot of great minds, he believes that a lot of these people actually need to recover from the years of schooling before they can get on with their own inevitably successful lives. He says that school can actually stunt children and put them in a kind of limbo for 15 years. He provides example after example, his most fitting probably being the story of Sir Richard Branson. The long and short of Branson's educational history goes like this. Richard Branson attended the Stowe School in Britain. Richard excelled at a very high level at just about everything he did. He became captain of both the cricket team and the soccer team. He was excellent at making friends. By the time he was 15, he was running two different small companies. The only catch? He was definitely not excelling at schooling. He got bad grades. He had a very hard time focusing in class. He hated the whole hassle of attending class in the first place. So when he was 16 years old, he simply left. His head teacher said of Branson, "By the time he's 21, Richard will either be in jail or be a millionaire, and I have no idea which it will be." And of course, everyone knows how that story ends. Schooling is simply not the same thing it was 50 or 100 years ago, yet we still treat it like it is. And colleges are not exempt either. Robinson writes, quote, "The plain fact is that a college degree is not worth a fraction of what it once was, mainly because so many people have them now," end quote. Our modern economic climate is driven by innovation, technology, and information systems. The schooling in so many first world countries simply doesn't reflect this, especially in the U.S. All is not lost, though, Ken says. Quote, "Nearly every system of public education on earth is in the process of being reformed. In Asia, the Americas, Europe, Africa, and the Middle East." End quote. Hopefully, we as a people learn to properly inspire our children and encourage their love of learning and discovering so that they may live their lives fully and passionately within their element. So there we have it, Ken Robinson's guide to discovering the magical intersection in your life where you find yourself working in a field that you are both very good at and you love very much. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.